Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Opportunity doesn't always knock. Sometimes you have to go and look for it. And that's where we come in. Vectis Volunteers, only on Vectis Radio.
Our extra special guests are here in the studio for the first of our new series, which could be a very long-running series by the sound of it, right through until the summer at least. We're calling it Vectis Volunteers for a very good reason, and we're about to find out why from Toby and Karen, who are volunteers with Isle of Wight Samaritans. So welcome to you both.
Hi. Hello, Kevin.
Thanks for being brave enough to be the first Vectis volunteers. My first question is probably the idiot question, is that everyone's heard of the Samaritans, but I don't really know exactly what they do. Could you briefly explain to us what sort of services the Samaritans provide to start with?
Yeah, sure. It's a support service. So our main aim is to provide support for people with emotional difficulties or going through traumas or any kind of unhappiness in their lives. Samaritans is sort of associated in a lot of people's minds with the business of people ending their lives. That is obviously part of our activities. We do support people who are feeling suicidal, but it's really not exclusively that at all. We 90% perhaps of our contacts with people is over the phone. It's a phone service. It's a national service, and we're there 24 hours a day.
Okay.
And the idea is that anybody with any kind of unhappiness or something they want to talk about, whatever it is welcome to call us on a free phone number.
Okay. So you volunteer for that, and it sounds a very emotional and difficult area of work on the face of it. But when we were chatting before we came on air, you were saying that it's actually a really good place to volunteer. Can maybe Karen, because you're a newish volunteer.
Right? I am, but I volunteer in the shop.
Okay.
I am doing the training as well, but principally I work in the shop, and that is everybody who works for the charity does so voluntarily. So the shop is part of the sort of fundraising and works as a normal charity shop, and that is great fun and not depressing in any way.
No. So volunteering opportunities, that's why we're having this chat. Yeah. So we've already found out from Karen that you can volunteer to work in the shop.
Yep.
What other opportunities might there be? Maybe Toby, could you run through them for us?
Yes, I mean, primarily there are two types of volunteer we have here. The main activity that we offer, we call the volunteers listening volunteers, and they are people who would go through a period of training and ongoing training to help us support people over the phone or in person, and also we do an email line as well.
Okay.
And so we are trained to support people, and we work on a shift system. And basically, that's it. We people call from all over the country, sometimes from abroad as well, but less often. And our job really is to support them and help them explore options. It's often said, you know, the old saying, a problem shared is a problem halved. I sometimes think that probably the best way of describing what Samaritans do on the listening volunteer side is holding hands over the telephone.
Okay.
We're being there, we're walking alongside somebody when they're going through a traumatic time or a difficult time of their lives.
Okay.
And we're helping them feel supported.
Yeah. And you are, as well as doing publicity for the Samaritans, you are a listening volunteer yourself.
I am, yes.
Can you tell me why you volunteered for it and what that does for you? I mean, for some people, they would say, oh no, I couldn't possibly do this. This sounds too heavy by far. Could you explain why you particularly wanted to volunteer?
Yeah, I mean, a number of reasons, really. I can't remember a time, actually, when I didn't know about the Samaritans. When I was at school, I went to a Quaker school, and we were very conscious there of doing getting socially involved in work. And one of the things I did was I went and spent a stint in a Samaritan's office. This was more years ago than I care to remember. Mm-hmm. So I've been aware of it as something, you know, to go. It seems to me as though it is sort of the most important gift you can give somebody,
yeah,
is to help them when they're at a very traumatic stage in their life. And of course, if they're feeling suicidal, I mean, you're not going to cure them over a telephone call. But if you can help them and help them survive and help them get through, then what you're doing is you're releasing a whole load of potential for them.
Yeah.
And that really is what I feel is my own motivation for
yeah.
it.
Okay. But there are other ways that people can help the Samaritans, as we know.
Yes, indeed.
So, Karen, could you tell us about work, you know, volunteering in the shop? I mean, what's involved and how many hours do you do?
I do all day, but you can do a half day shift.
Yeah.
I work with a group of three or four other women who come in, but there are some men who come in at different times as well. And it's sort of glorified housework with but with fun added on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
yeah.
Oh, there are some ladies who come in who spend all their time ironing, and we're not made to do that. They seem to like doing it, but yeah. some people work on the till. It's interesting in the sense that you never know what people are going to donate. It has to be sorted.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's cleaned or ironed. It has
yeah.
to be displayed. Obviously, we interact with the customers, and it actually
yeah.
is surprisingly good fun. It's
okay.
a lovely team,
okay.
super friendly, and we're always looking for new people to come in, even if you've only got a few hours.
Okay, that's a good plug. That's
yeah,
what we need.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Well, I have to say, I'm really surprised how enjoyable it is.
Okay. It surprised you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
funny. I can cut in there. I visited the shop just before Christmas, and just because I've never been there before.
Yeah.
And
this is the shop in Newport.
Lugley Street.
Lugley Street,
Newport.
Yeah. Newport. Yeah, I know
and,
it well.
It was amazing. I mean, you just walked in and it felt lively and friendly and
yeah.
exciting.
Customers
and
say that we're one of the friendliest shops.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good
I think
know.
I'm sure that's true.
But could you quickly round up for us, I don't know whether Karen or Toby would do it, with the other ways that people could volunteer? So listening volunteer, shop work. Is there anything else that people could?
Yes. Well, I mean, as you can imagine, we're a fairly sort of reasonable sized organisation on the Isle of Wight, and so we have got premises which are fairly publicly positioned next
yeah.
to the fire station in
yes.
Newport. And therefore, I mean, obviously we need to spend time and money on phone systems, on IT systems. We obviously have people who do things like looking after the financial side, training, general administration, all sorts of things. So there are sort of possibilities for almost anybody who wants to get involved with to support the Samaritans, and we actually we call those sort of the generic term is they are support volunteers,
yeah.
and so if people want to support us but don't feel that they particularly want to get involved in the in the taking the phone calls, then
yeah.
there are certainly many options
yeah.
available.
But it was interesting you said also that it's not just phone calls. I mean, people are using email now as well, and you could presumably have an email conversation.
Yes, you can.
As well as a phone conversation.
You can. I mean, you can imagine that has presents its own problems
yeah.
and its own particular requirements. But yes, we are exploring a number of other media as well.
Okay.
There is still in Samaritans nationally, although we don't have any representation on the Isle of Wight, there is also a correspondence division who write letters,
oh,
if you remember what those were.
Yeah.
And not necessarily, I think, with quill pens, but they and people do still prefer sometimes to write
yeah.
a letter to us. And also, once you're particularly sort of relevant for the Isle of Wight, we do quite a lot of work with people in prisons as well.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. So, having given us a very nice introduction to ways that people can get involved and become a Vectis volunteer with the Isle of Wight Samaritans, how could people get in touch and maybe find out a little bit more? Can you give us any details?
I can. I've got this little bit of paper here.
Really? You surprised me. It's a very long sheet.
No, it's all right. I just put everything in case there's something I forgot about. No, but I mean, you can. Well, the first area, you can find out about any aspect of the Samaritans' work is on our website, which is www.samaritans.org. So that's an easy one to remember.
Yeah.
There are also there, you can locate your local branch, and you can then contact us through the website.
Okay.
And if you want to volunteer, that is an easy way of doing it.
Yeah.
We also have, there is a phone in the branch, which is a direct phone number, where we have an answering machine. You just leave it a message.
Okay.
Because usually we're taking, actual calls. And that in the Isle of Wight office is 524-775.
Could you say that one more time,
yes,
Bruce?
Yes, 524-775.
Thank you.
And finally, because we might get people wanting to get in touch with us about volunteering, as a listening volunteer or as a shop volunteer or any other reason. In the first instance, you can just send me an email.
Okay.
And my address is toby@iow-samaritans.org, because we are a separate branch.
So
here.
Repeat that email address as well,
toby
please.
At IOW, which people will remember, -samaritans.org, IOW-samaritans.org.
And can I just ask, Karen, how you became a volunteer? What process did you go through? Was it quite a long process?
No, it wasn't long, but I just wanted to say that if you specifically want to work in the shop, you can just come in and ask for a form.
Okay.
And we've got some forms in the shop.
Okay, brilliant.
So you can join the team that way.
Yeah, great.
Actually, last summer I was listening to something about loneliness and the sort of epidemic of loneliness on the radio, and I work from home as an artist, and I thought that could be me and in the future. And so I decided I was going to do something about it, and I also had always heard about the Samaritans, was very interested in what they do, and I wasn't actually thinking of the suicide, I was thinking about loneliness when I saw their advert in the local paper, and I went along to one of the introduction evenings.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that they had a charity shop at the time, but I put my name down, and I was worried that I'm the sort of person who will, I've got great intentions but don't follow through a lot of the time. So I thought, well, a way to not forget about the induction evening would be to just join the shop. So by chance I happened to be going down Lugdy Street, went in, and people were super friendly, and I got booked in that way.
Okay.
Could I just make one further plug, because we often talk about, and we have been today, sort of about how, friendly and supportive Samaritans generally are, and how we're really just ordinary people.
Yeah.
But people still sometimes feel a little bit of sort of, they're not quite sure about the thing. So we run information sessions, and then we do what is called a selection process after that.
Okay.
So people are welcome to come and talk to us about working with Samaritans. The next one, which we'll be holding, is on Saturday the 10th of February.
Okay.
And that's in Newport, in our branch office, and it starts at 10 o'clock. We have an information session from 10 to 11, and then people are perfectly welcome to either come, stay and carry on, or to wander off and come back another time. But then we do the selection process from then onwards.
Okay.
So if you're interested in doing it, by all means, come along and...
So that's just drop in if you're interested.
It's better if you get in touch first, so that we know how many people we have coming.
Okay. February the 10th, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock at our branch, which is in South Street in Newport.
Yes. So check the website for the contact details,
yes.
Or perhaps you could just give us one more reminder of that phone number, don't
yes,
you?
It's 01983, obviously, 524-775, and just leave a message on the answering machine.
Brilliant. And the last thing that I should mention is that anybody out there who is interested, the Isle of Wight Samaritans, I think I'm right in saying, will be at the volunteer fair at Ventnor Botanic Garden.
Yes, that's correct.
Tomorrow, Saturday the 13th of January, from 11 till 3, with a host of other island organisations who also want to encourage you to become a volunteer. So, if you're interested in any way, shape or form, get to Ventnor Botanic Gardens tomorrow from 11 till 3. And I don't know whether you'll be there as well, Toby, will you?
Sadly, I can't be, but
Toby. We'll let you walk.
The other thing, although it's at the Botanic Gardens, just reassuringly, it is indoors.
Good point. Yeah. Okay, well, it's lovely to talk to you. Thanks so much for sharing
your
story about the Samaritans, and let's hope it encourages people to find out more.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.